My name is Joe McGilley. I'm the founder of Peace One Day. You're listening to the Social Media Week Glasgow podcast.
I'm Graham Gillis from BBC Scotland. How do you follow the Olympics and what seems to be all of the BBC's television programmes? I think the answer might be quickly. This is just a kind of, it is an overview of the stuff that we're doing in BBC Scotland and sort of my experience as a web producer for the last 10 or so years at BBC Scotland, I work with Factual Television quite a lot, with Andrea Miller and Neil MacDonald, and this is a sort of insight into how this is sort of changing our storytelling, I think. So first, a bit of an overview about BBC Scotland, just you know where we are in terms of within the whole landscape of the BBC. We are a national network broadcaster, is how I'd put it. So we kind of have a national Radio Scotland, channel and national television, you know, reporting Scotland. But beyond that, we also make programme for the network, which is BBC One, Two, Three, Four, that goes out to all of the country, and we publish to a mixture of web products now that are again some tailored for local experience, some for national experience, and some for all of the nation's experience, and some for international experience even as well. And when it comes to social media, we have blogs within the BBC, we have Twitter, Facebook, Flickr, and we have a few other kind of strange things as well, but that's the kind of main thing of it. So one cannot mention social media at the moment in BBC Scotland without mentioning Brian Burnett's great programme, which is actually on now, so if you weren't here, I'm sure you'd be listening. And it's just amazing what this team's been able to do. They run a BBC blog and a Facebook account, and basically the audience drive all of the content for the show. So anyone heard of it? Anybody listen? Oh, that's good, some nods. Yes, I knew this was a good thing to put in. So just like, even just from, these are Friday afternoon's posts on both on Facebook and on the blog. Got 40 comments here, 44. I mean, this is really good business for social media, sort of within the Scottish context. So that's that. And just moving on to now more what is like my particular experience with social media. Working in the factual department, we were commissioned in 2009-2010 to do 3 1-hours for BBC One called, it ended up being called The Man Who Cycled the Americas, or Cycling Americas was the brand that we picked for in production, because basically they like to look at it, they had commissioned a fourth episode, and that was a social media story that lasted for the length of the project in production. And the story was Mark Beaumont, who's he's an expedition cyclist. He broke the world record for cycling around the world, and this was a new project where he was going to cycle all the way from Alaska down to the very tip of South America. And he was very happy with his massive bike to take with him a laptop, an HD camera, a radio transmitting satellite kit that allowed him to get online, as well as a few other bits and bobs. And so we were able to teach him, you know, how to use this to tweet and to run Flickr, and also to do blogs as he went. And stupidly, he said, you know, yeah, that'd be fine. So it was great. And what we did behind that back here at the base camp was we kind of, we just kind of, this might be a little bit of a graphy thing, I don't know if it'll work, anyway, we'll have a go. So this is our blog, we just trying to figure out how do we drive everybody around and about, you know, how does this social media stuff work? And, you know, this was the first time sort of doing this for us at the time. You know, we knew kind of like how to shoot the documentary and all that sort of thing. So we took a Flickr and we were pushing, you know, from there onto an app I think that we wouldn't need anymore. It's FriendFeed, which then fed into the back of Facebook. And also his Twitter here was also feeding everything back to the blog. And so, you know, our traffic for the year was like the best part of a million sort of hits, which is really kind of like good. And it was really good. I think this was a story of sort of socializing Mark's experience. And you know, the other side of this was that was our social media tie-in, but we were kind of like going for a year, so we thought, you know, what else do we have? Well, you know, with the BBC, there's quite a few phone calls we could make and stuff like that. So the other thing that was really driving this sort of success for the blog as well was he was on Radio 1 every week, you know, on the sat phone from the top of Aconcagua. It was a good sell. He was on Radio Scotland every week. Mark's always been kind of like, got on really well with Fred McCauley, and he was sort of like friend of the show. So from all over his trip, people were getting on and doing things as well. We were real lucky as well because the satellite kit that we gave Mark let him do Skype, and so he could Skype into the BBC News intake area in Television Centre, which is a really kind of like bizarre situation because he's just a presenter. This is like usually where people phone in from Iraq or Libya and all this sort of thing. So he's just sort of like Skyping in, saying, yeah, you know, I'm doing BBC Breakfast News, and they just did like a short interview. And that was all stuff that he was just using as an opportunity to drive the blog. And then along with this as well, we really helped the newspapers. You know, I think we kind of like had 20, 25 articles towards the end, and he did Worldwide Magazine features as well. So old media was just as important as new media, but it was almost like that way of driving it was all kind of like part of the same process. So that was Cycling Americas, and then just finished now, was Rowing the Arctic, which was Mark again. He's just come back from being part of a six-man expedition. So that documentary's just in the edit at the moment, so that'll be coming in the autumn as part of the Explorers season. But what we did this again was, we kind of like have more of a, we've moved on a bit, you know, in terms of, like, I think what we did was we socialized Mark, and now Mark has thousands of fans that he does this every year. This is really his way of communicating with his audience all year round. So we kind of have a more of a soft approach this time for Rowing the Arctic. Again, we put the satellite equipment on top of the boat. It was kind of like the most northern boat in the world as they were rowing through the ice fields to reach the magnetic North Pole of 1996. And as he went, he was sending back blogs coming in every morning to new video content as well. He did a report in Scotland with Jackie Budd, which I've never seen him quite so excited as when he said, it worked, I was talking to Jackie Budd, because he was just sitting in the back of a boat covered in, you know, the sort of grime that one picks up, you know, while rowing day and night for 3 weeks with a crew of men. So that was really kind of like good to be part of that thing as well. And so and this time for Facebook, we didn't do a Facebook just for him. But what we're doing now at BBC Scotland is we have like BBC Scotland on Facebook. And it's a bit like the TV blog that Dan was talking about. We're putting, you know, like we're just hijacking it for what is happening live now. And we're telling the story there. I mean, it's all part of the same circle to push the content, really. Because now, I think the other thing that's happened as well is our products have launched on the BBC now. So now our pages are much more friendly to monitoring the amount of likes and, you know, recommendations that we get. So it's almost, I think it's quite good because we can drive back now and just actually focus on our content. But so that's Rowing the Arctic. And then just finally, I mean, looking across the BBC Scotland to change direction again, this is not related to Mark Beaumont. We recently had a bit of a Twitter flare-up as well. I don't know if anyone saw this last week. Gordon Brewer's biog was recently ported into a new format. That's all that happened. This blog had been up for years, and it's written by Gordon Brewer, and it's self-deprecating, to say the least. It's still online. Do check it out. And we started noticing, you know, that the shares were just, like, going up and up and up, and actually it was you. Dan phoned me last week and said there's something going on with this biog here, you know? So we checked it out, and we went on Twitter, and what happened was someone had read it, and they thought, you know, that can't be right. Why would they say that? Not realizing it was a joke, you know? And that this person tweeted and they used the word, I think it's been hacked. The next person went, oh, the BBC's been hacked, you know? And it just flared up and out. And so eventually what we had to do, and this all happened just then, like, from you phoned me about 10 in the morning, didn't we? And we'd sort of sorted it out by lunchtime, was we went onto our BBC Scotland Facebook feed. It's not the best in the world, you know, but we're there and we're listening. We're kind of like moving forward with it. And we said, look, this is proper, it's not been hacked, you know, and we sort of quelled the rumour, and everyone was kind of happy with it, and we thought, this is a really good, it's quite a good point for us to be in BBC Scotland, because now we can have these sort of issues, we can pick them up, we can move them forward. We didn't have to do a press release. Kim McQuarrie didn't have to sort of, you know, issue some sort of statement, and so, you know, the socialisation of BBC Scotland is now happening as well, so that's kind of the overview, and then just one thing to close to say is, there's a lot of this stuff is also happening on BBC Alba as well, but I can't read Gaelic, I don't understand Gaelic, so I wouldn't feel 100% confident about putting it up here in front of you in case it said something it shouldn't. But do check that out as well if you have the language. So that's me, really. Yeah, done.